Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 209, Demonstrative Evidence, the LNC's role. Nurses think visually, a skill that helps legal nurse consultants working with attorneys in preparing demonstrative evidence. How do you use this skill with litigation? Although demonstrative evidence usually refers to exhibits created for use with mediations or trials, it can be used in reports or settlement brochures as well. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly podcasts of Legal Nurse Podcast. Be sure to listen to Kelly Campbell talk with Sean Denon in LMP 208. Sean is part of a company that prepares demonstrative evidence for attorneys and has great insights about this service. When you're preparing demonstrative evidence, begin with the end in mind. The first step is to put yourself in the position of the juror. What do you want the juror to be able to see and understand because of your work? What does the jury need to know to come to the verdict the attorney is looking for in this case? How do you assist in preparing demonstrative evidence to present it? Your role might be to teach the attorney or to teach the jury through a summary of the medical records. What do you want the juror to be able to see and understand? Here's an example. Suppose you have a cardiac case. Your goal might be for the jury to understand the anatomy of the heart, to see how blood flows through the heart, to comprehend the symptoms the patient had due to a cardiac dysfunction, or to understand the stages of cardiac surgery, or comprehend the side effects of cardiac medications. Each of those points requires a different approach. You might use a 3D model of the heart to teach the anatomy. To explain blood flow, you might find a computer animation of a beating heart. You could summarize the symptoms by listing them in a table and placing the days, weeks, or months across the top of the chart. Use a check mark to indicate when the symptoms were present. You might find a video of the type of open heart surgery the patient had, or you might create a table listing the medications and their side effects. It's essential to be effective and efficient as you assist attorneys. Although many attorneys have learned pieces of medical concepts, they lack your knowledge about medicine. They appreciate getting an understanding of the medical issues so that they can make the most effective legal decisions and win their cases. Your role is to break down complex concepts into more understandable ones. And isn't this what you do anyway when you prepare reports? Your job in preparing demonstrative evidence is to focus on the desired result, whether it's a plaintiff or defense verdict, depending on the client. Do it without spending more money than necessary to complete the job. Your creativity can turn medical facts into clear demonstrative evidence. Let me interrupt this program to ask you a question. Do you know how valuable it is for an attorney to have a nurse help plan demonstrative evidence? You've got the medical knowledge, and you can effectively communicate with medical illustrators to help the attorney to then communicate with the jury. This is Pat Iyer. My Demonstrative Evidence Value Pack is the online training you need to comfortably and efficiently help your attorney clients. It consists of three online programs that deepen your knowledge, increase your confidence, and sharpen your skills so that your clients come to depend on you for creating their exhibits. Order this value pack at http://lnc.tips/demo and save 25% with the code LISTENED. Put that code in the coupon box at checkout. The link is http://lnc.tips/demo. Let me ask you, should you add a new LNC service? Should you offer attorneys a new service? Should you provide medical illustrations, as we've been talking about, or trial consulting, or jury selection guidance, mock trials, or maybe other new services? I've been talking about demonstrative evidence in this program, but let me ask you a basic question. Is this a service you should offer? If you're not already helping attorneys create exhibits for cases, take a step back. I'm going to share a model for evaluating the value of expansion of your services. This is a model you can use to determine the level of risk and the possibility of success for offering new LNC services or products. This model has four choices. Number one, provide more products and services to your existing clients. For example, suppose you supply nursing expert witnesses to your clients. You could offer even more to your clients. The second choice is to provide your existing products and services to a new market. For example, you might contact insurance companies to see if they need help screening medical malpractice cases pre-suit. The third choice is to provide new services to an existing market. You could expand your services and offer new ones to your clients. You might offer physician expert witnesses in addition to nursing expert witnesses. And the fourth choice is to provide new products and services to a new market. You might teach about patient safety to healthcare consumers. Several years ago, I decided I wanted to buy software so that I could help attorneys at trial by finding and displaying key pages of the medical record. It was a new service I'd offer to existing clients. The investment was significant. I recall the software was a few thousand dollars. What it did not do was to ask my clients if they needed the service or they would buy it from me. I had the screen open on my computer. I was about to hit the buy button when I heard a knock on my door. My employee, who was a legal nurse consultant, came into my room to tell me she was resigning. That changed everything for me, and I halted my plans to offer this service. She saved me from making an expensive decision, one that I had not adequately researched. Generally, the lowest risk is to provide more products and services to your existing clients. That choice number one is the least risky because of the relationship that you already have with your current clients who know you and trust you. My legal nurse consulting business started by supplying nursing expert witnesses. Then I added other new LNC services, including medical summaries, screening for medical malpractice, literature searches, attendance at IMEs, and preparing demonstrative evidence for my existing clients. These are low-risk activities, giving more products and services to your existing clients. An example of the second type of choice is that I taught, which is an existing service, nurses who were being disciplined by the Board of Nursing. That's an example of taking an existing service and bringing it to a new market. When we started providing teleseminars for attorneys and legal nurse consultants, we branched into the third type of activity, offering new services to an existing market. And after providing teleseminars, we switched over to webinars. But I got into the weeds when I added new services to a new market. I spent 18 months building a business teaching patient safety to healthcare consumers. I created a monthly magazine. I recorded interviews. I wrote blogs and articles to teach patients how they could protect themselves within the healthcare system and not be medical malpractice victims. Do you think people cared? No, they didn't. I failed miserably. one person signed up for my membership site. I realized I was trying to teach prevention, and patients did not want to think they could be hurt by their healthcare providers. I learned a lot from that experience about the importance of thoroughly researching before plowing ahead. I realized that just because I knew people needed knowledge did not mean they wanted that knowledge. Later, an attorney hired me to moderate some patient safety podcasts because of my experiences trying to build that patient safety business. His checks helped me recover the expenses I had put into that business. Going back to the LNC services topic, consider this. Although providing a new LNC service to existing clients should be the least risky, sometimes radical changes in the marketplace require businesses to shift the focus. For example, there used to be a lot more motor vehicle accident lawsuits before changes in the law toughened the criteria for filing suit. Many attorneys shifted their focus to new areas of law to compensate for the changes. What's clear is that you cannot stand still and be complacent. Look at where you are, what the market needs, and what you need to change to move ahead. Add a new legal nurse consulting service cautiously and based on what the attorneys you serve are requesting. Be sure to do two things when you stop listening to this podcast. If you're not already receiving them, sign up for our transcripts of the podcast. We email them to you so that you can save them, refer to them, or read them instead of listening to our shows. Get your Legal Nurse Podcast transcripts at this link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. The link is http://lnc.tips/transcripts. And next, request your demonstrative evidence value pack at http://lnc.tips/demo. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the price. Put that in the coupon code box at checkout. And that link again is http://lnc.tips/demo. The code for the 25% discount is the word LISTENED. I'll talk to you next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.